Out of my, okay, it's all good. You don't have to check your time. You know, we're going to eat. I thought about communion. I actually thought about doing it a little different this morning. We're going to do it right before we get to our fellowship hall. But then be reminded that communion is not just the bread and the little juice you drink representing the blood that was used to give us access to God. Jesus' body paid was Jesus died on the cross so we all could have free access to Father. But it's not, when we do communion, the way they used to do it, the way Jesus did it, he ate together with the disciples. So when we eat together, we take in communion. So that's why I want all of us to be reminded of this again in 1 Corinthians. If you open your Bibles in 1 Corinthians, just a great reminder. Every time we take communion, I want to make sure that nobody's taking communion unworthily. When I say unworthily, don't just do it like some other religions do. They think, you know, communion, you just come and take the bread, you know, eat it, all right? This is the body and this is the blood. It's not the body. It's not the blood. You do it to remember what Jesus has done for you on the cross. You do it to remember that you've been delivered. You do it to remember that you've been set free. You do it to remember that my life is not my own anymore, so therefore, if I live for Christ. That's why we do it. So when we eat together, if you feel like you're not qualified, if you feel you're not qualified, you should get qualified because there is no condemnation. If you feel like, man, I'm not worthy enough to partake in the Lord's Supper, I tell you, you are so invited. Don't go away not taking it. I want you to repent. I want you to fix things. You know, that's why we talk about what it says in 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? Is it 1 Corinthians where it talks about the Lord's Supper, 11? You know, verse 23, I'm reading from American Standard. It says, "For I receive from the Lord what I also pass on to you." The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. I've given it for you. Do this in remembrance." So that's what we do. We do it to remember Jesus paid the price. So now every time we do it, not only we're not doing it to remember that Christ paid the price for us, we're remembering that he came. He lived on earth. We're remembering that he also died. But then the story didn't stop there. We also remembering that he rose again. Amen. And also we remember that he went in heaven and says, "I'm going to prepare a place for you, so I'll be back." So when every time we take communion, we're announcing his judgment, his return, his death, his resurrection. It's a full package. You know, and unfortunately, a lot of people just do it as a religious thing. It's not religious. That's why I warned you, like Paul says in verse 26, "For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So then, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord." Meaning, you need to know that you are in right standing with the Lord before you partake in communion. I don't want anybody to be cursed. There's a lot of sick people. Paul said it. He says there are a lot of people that are sick, not only spiritually, but physically. When you partake in something that you're not qualified, you're not worthy for it, you attract judgment in your life. Okay? So I wanted to make sure that we're all on the same page when it comes to that. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread. I'm going to ask Dan to come sit on the piano for me, please. And just play the key of A. And I'm going to invite you to examine yourself. You know, I believe the Lord has spoken today. I do have a sermon, you know, but I'm going to save my sermon for later. I have a lot more time I can share, you know. You know? But I want you to take this time just to examine yourself as I'm going to ask the ushers. I don't know, how do we do it, Sam? Just pass our communion. They're going to bring it to you. And just get into your chambers. If you need to come to the cross, you do that. You know, this, it's not religion. Just get intimate with your Father right now. You know? So as we pray and as we examine ourselves, you know, make sure that your life is in right standing with Him. If you have sin in your life, ask Him for forgiveness. You know, Jesus came. Let me read this to you. Jesus came. Jesus shared His life with us so we could have joy, like we were talking earlier. Jesus makes it clear that there is enough forgiveness in Him. You know, He paid the price so you could identify with Him. God loves us. He loves you. You know, as we celebrate Christmas, remember, He was born in Bethlehem. And this week I did a little study on Bethlehem. The word Bethlehem in Hebrew means the house of bread, the house of life, the house of meat. So as you take communion, and I would invite you to just close your eyes to, and just so you don't get distracted. Just go to your chamber, get in your heart, you know, go in your heart, and I pray that the Holy Spirit right now would, Father, I ask that in the name of Christ, that You would reveal Yourself to us again. Thank You, Lord, for paying the price on the cross. Thank You that we have been set free. I am no longer a slave of sin and death and religion. Oh God, thank You for coming and look for us. Jesus, thank You for coming. You know, a lot of time people think about Christmas. It's a time for gifts. You know, Christmas has a lot more to do with just gifts. And it's not a happy holiday. Yes, it is a happy holiday, but there's more to it. It's we remembering that Jesus Christ, our Savior, the Counselor, the Everlasting Father, came. You came so we could have intimacy with the Father. So God, today as we hold what we call communion, as we step in the next room to eat together, to continue to partake, on the night You give Your life on the cross, You told the disciples, You'll never do this again with them until You see them. You see us in heaven. So Father, we thank You for forgiveness. By the mark, by the beating You took, we are healed. So Lord, I ask and I thank You for healing. I thank You for physical healing. Anybody here that needs physical healing, Father, we continue to claim it. You're the God of healer. Father, the Bible says we don't have because we have not asked. So I ask that You continue to reveal Yourself worthy. You'd continue to reveal Yourself the miracle worker. That's right. That's who You are. You heal us, not only physically, but also emotionally, God. Thank You this morning for restoring our souls. Father, thank You for this intimacy we have with You. We know You. You're not just a God that we come and worship. You're not the Son. You're not just an object. You are the living God. You know, like Katrina was saying, God, you are real. And we thank You as we take communion today. I ask that Your nature, Your divine nature, would become one with ours. You are a holy God. Therefore, allow us to be holy, Your people, Your church. Give us a pure desire, a desire to be holy, a desire to do right, a desire to live in the light. a desire to love you. The more we love you, the more we will love you. So as you meditate, I ask the Holy Spirit to reveal in your life whatever you need to confess. The Bible says, now let the weak say, I am strong. You can do all things through Christ who gives you strength. So this morning, as we eat together, may the strength in Christ be your strength. Thank you, Father. Let's eat together. Father, I thank you for the blood that Jesus shed on the cross. Through his blood, we've been redeemed. By your blood, we've been redeemed. Your blood purifies. Your blood makes a way for us to come near, Father. Your blood was used as the ink to sign the covenant we have with you. And you remain faithful. Father, this morning as we drink together, as we step in the next room to continue to drink and eat together, may your joy, the joy of knowing you, be evident in our lives. Father, we ask that you would forgive our sins. Just like we forgive our debtors, people that have sinned against us. And in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I release anybody that have sinned against me. I release anybody that has hurt me. I forgive them. Maybe right now the Lord is revealing somebody's name in your mind. Maybe you're holding a grudge against something, someone, some situation. This is a good time once again to release it in the presence of God. You know, forgiveness is a choice, but also we understand that our heart sometimes is like onions. We've got layers. You know, deliverance, the more we encounter the presence of God, the more we become more like Him, the more free we become. So, Father, we ask that you would forgive our sins, and we thank you for forgiveness. Thank you that you don't hold my sin against me. Thank you that I have full access through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's drink together. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You know, just lift up your hands like this. I'm inviting you to do that. And just say thank you. And under your breath, you just thank Him for who He is in your life. Thank you, Jesus. You are good to me. You are good. Thank you, Father. I love you. You can just say that, you know. It's not worship. That's what worship is about, you know. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Says if anyone is in Christ, that person become a new creation. Thank you for renewing us today. Thank you for restoring us today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Lord, we bless your name, and as we continue, as we go and continue to eat, we remember you. Today is a blessed day. I ask that your favor would be on the food that we're going to be sharing together. Lord, thank you for the kitchen staff. The Bible calls them deacons. You know, thank you for Donna. Thank you for Kelly. Thank you for Mary Ellen, Jerry, and everybody that put their hands together on a monthly basis, every month, to have our family feast together. Lord God, I bless them. Thank you for their willing heart to serve. God, I ask that you would fill them with your spirit. Continue to go before them. Lord, I thank you for what you've done here in this place. And I bless this community. I bless this church. May your favor continue to go before us. May your face shine upon us. May we walk in the fear of the Lord. Father, we're living in the last days. So allow us to be on our guard. Allow us to live as prudent as serpent, but also to be as simple and humble as a dove. We love you, Jesus. We will continue to follow you. Please lead us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for what you've done here today. In Jesus' name. And if you agree, you say amen. And I'm going to leave you with this, and then we're going to go out and continue to celebrate. We only find ourselves when we find out where we are in Jesus. So are you in Jesus? I'm asking you this today. We will only find ourselves when we find, man, I'm at peace. Man, I'm at peace with the Lord. So continue to walk and live in the Lord's peace. God bless you. Make it a great day, and let's make it a great week. Why don't we go out there and have some more food? How about that?